Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you guys are well and healthy. I know it's kind of a poop storm out there. It's kind of crazy stuff. You know, we'll talk about what some of the developments are in terms of Ukraine and Russia and, you know, Belarus and what kind of a, like I said, a poop storm is brewing. I hope anybody who is American, you know, in Russia that doesn't feel safe might want to leave. It's taken a while for the government to say evacuate. I'm saying you might want to get out now. It's not looking too good. So we're going to keep you guys updated on that. We're also being told that little baby Omicron, right, the son of Omicron, the Omicron variant, is starting to make its rounds in America, and cases are rising. We don't need this. We do not need baby Omicron. Okay, baby Omicron, go back to the crib, go back to the nursery. No, your daddy already took over. It was daddy's game. He covered it. He got the job done. We're all supposed to be getting over this. We don't need any more baby. But definitely we don't need baby Omicron, so we're going to be talking about that. But one thing I want to open with is, all right, I remember we spoke about last year how people were stealing catalytic converters, and I guess, you know, it really didn't make that big a headline. People, you know, I mean, there were some, you know, some local authorities in different states saying, hey, guys, you know, people are stealing cars, people are stealing your catalytic converters, and, you know, it just didn't kind of dawn on people that this could affect their car. Then your catalytic converter gets stolen, you're out thousands. Well, so hubby was checking on his RV, and I guess where RVs are stored, there's certain storage areas that allow RVs to be stored, and there were a bunch of people there saying, yeah, somebody looks like just took my catalytic converter. Somebody took my catalytic converter. And hubby checked his, and his is still there. But, you know, he's like, what the heck is going on? And they go, well, you know, there's precious metals in there and all that. So I looked a little into it. I didn't realize thefts across the United States are just skyrocketing because these catalytic converters have heavy metals or have precious metals in them that are even more valuable than gold. So if you guys don't know what a catalytic converter is, and I apologize, my nose is running, basically your car makes noxious fumes, hydrocarbons, emissions. The catalytic converter takes those and converts them through chemical processes into carbon dioxide, nitrogen, water, more palatable sort of, I guess, gases. And so you need your catalytic converter, especially if you want to, I guess, pass your smog test. Well, what's in it, which I had no idea, was rhodium. Guys, know what rhodium is? Rhodium is about 18 grand an ounce. I know. I guess I almost want to, like, just keep the cars. I just want to now buy cars and extract the... I didn't realize there was that much. $18,000 an ounce of rhodium could be in your catalytic converter. Palladium and then platinum. So I looked up the palladium value. The palladium value is about 2,300 an ounce. Rhodium is 18,500 an ounce. Gold is only at $1,900 an ounce. And gold is expensive. But your palladium and your rhodium is worth more. The platinum that's in there, you could kind of get about $1,000 an ounce on that one. But still, whoa. So authorities have been kind of warning everybody that their catalytic converters can be at risk. Now, I looked at the process. I couldn't even imagine how you extract it. And there was a video showing how somebody extracts it. And it probably was about a 50 to 60 step process. The chemistry was fascinating in how they did it. And And, I mean, they went step by step. How, what happened is that I guess they went to a junkyard and they collected all these catalytic converters that people thought were, okay, you know, this is just junk. This is just scrap. And he was able to show how he could get, you know, oh gosh, I forget how many ounces of palladium out of just I guess, one of them. And you look at this and you go, whoa, this is a business. This is a business. Now, it's illegal if you steal the catalytic converter. But if you're taking scrap and then you're finding this stuff through scrap, then I guess it's okay. The problem is, you know, people are reporting. Even, in fact, somebody on my Facebook said you could be at Walmart or you could be at a grocery store and somebody snag it. So what do you do to protect your car? Well, first, what you need to do is, if you have a garage, use it. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, we didn't have garages. There were carports. You had to park on the side if you even had a car. You know, so, but for those of you that have a garage and your garage is full of crap, so you park your car outside. No, because at night, people, by the way, I think it's pretty easy to snap off. I'm no car expert, but I think these guys could do it within minutes pretty easily. Next, make sure if you do have to park your car outside, have it pretty well lit. So that if somebody does look like they're robbing or going after it, even though nowadays, I mean, these thefts aren't pursued. But think about it, okay? Even if you live in a city where no one's going to pursue something over $900, a catalytic converter theft can cost you thousands. So it might still be prosecutable. Isn't that crazy? We have to even debate what's a theft that's prosecutable. But that's where we are right now. So well-lit area. And then there's actually ways to protect it. There's anti-theft devices. They're not 100%, but they add a layer and it slows down the ability for somebody to grab it. So there's these cages. I think they're called cat claws. You could weld a metal sheath around it onto the car so then nobody can grab it. I mean, this is crazy stuff but apparently these heavy metals were these precious metals were used in them, and they're in such minute amounts that's why your car isn't worth, you know, that's why a basic car isn't like $500,000, because I mean these are in minute amounts. But you grab a bunch of catalytic converters and you're able to glean it out, and they show you, there's videos all over the place showing you how to do it. It shows why people are trying to, you know, I guess, take advantage. So just lock up your car, lock up your catalytic converter. Who knew? 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while everybody's kind of breathing a sigh of relief that we're coming out of this last COVID wave, I still see a lot of ramifications from COVID in general, especially with my asthma patients. And people who suffer from severe asthma probably have some of the scariest situations because the minutest of respiratory issues or viruses that come their way can put them into, you know, a deadly severe attack. And so when I was training, Symbicort came out. AstraZeneca had formulated a new asthma drug, Symbicort, and it was like a godsend. And then a whole bunch of the maintenance inhalers had come out, and we were able to use those, but sometimes it just didn't do enough for our severe patients. Well, now we have biologics, and these things are so, so cool. So joining us to explain a little bit more about what we have for severe asthma is Dr. Neil Jain and Melody. Melody is a severe asthmatic patient. Good. And then Dr. Jane, very, very well known. And so let's basically, Dr. Jane is a chief fellow, University of Colorado School of Medicine in Denver. I believe Dr. Jane was on the show previously. So Dr. Jane, Melody, thank you both for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you very much for having us.
Wow. So, Melody, look, you know, we've been through now, what, 2 years, going into our third year of the pandemic. How have you done, you know, in terms of your asthma? What's been happening to you?
Well, with this whole pandemic, we definitely have had to quarantine a lot more, take a lot of extra precautions, make sure I'm wearing a mask, staying healthy, doing all the other things, taking my asthma medications, avoiding crowds, eating healthy, stuff like that, just to make sure I'm up on my game so I don't get sick.
Yeah. When was the last time you've been hospitalized for your asthma?
It's been over a year, so that's actually a record for me.
Wow. Wow. Thank God. Thank God. So what has helped you with your asthma management?
Well, it's helped me a couple things. I have, it's really key for me, just getting a good asthma specialist. I have a great team I work with, a good asthma support group. I belong to one on Facebook, and they've been a lifeline for me. Also, just day in, day out, get good rest, healthy eating, making sure I'm going outside, going for walks, drinking a lot of water, following my asthma action plan, staying positive, and, you know, I just make sure that, I have severe asthma, but I definitely don't let it define me.
Mm-hmm. And then what medications do you use?
I do a steroid inhaler, and then I have my rescue inhaler. And then during the fall and winter, I'm on a lot of oral prednisone off and on. So, and then hopefully now Tezspire will be in my near future.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Jane, you know, thank you and your team for all you do. Talk to us about the latest class of medication that can help asthma.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, we have talked a little bit about kind of asthma in general, and unfortunately there's, you know, about 1.3 million Americans who suffer from severe asthma, and you had mentioned at the onset, you know, there are these inhaled steroids that had come out and these different inhalers which had changed people's lives, and I would agree, you know, for 90% of individuals, you know, who have, you know, mild or moderate asthma, they can control their asthma with an inhaler that they sometimes use as needed or a preventative inhaler that they use every day. As long as they're taking their medications, they don't have limitations of their activity. They're able to do the things they want to do. They don't have asthma attacks or exacerbations. But there are those 10%, that 1.3 million, who unfortunately continue to have asthma symptoms. They can lose lung function over time. They have asthma attacks and exacerbations that can result in them being put on oral steroids or being in the hospital or the ER because of their asthma. They miss school and work because of their asthma. And so all of those things can lead to, just uncontrolled severe disease. We're fortunate that we have a new class of medications over the last couple of decades, and more recently this newer medication, Tezspire, which is in a class of medicines that we call biologics. And biologics are a little bit different. They're typically injectable medicines. They typically target a specific pathway that's overactive in your immune system, and that overactivity of your immune system can lead to inflammation in your lungs and airways that can result in many of the symptoms and problems we see with asthma. Tezspire is a medication that's used as an add-on treatment on top of your background medicines for those that are over the age of 12 to help improve asthma control. And it's been shown to reduce asthma exacerbations or asthma attacks, as well as improve lung function and reduce the burden of symptoms that people experience when they have uncontrolled severe asthma.
I love it. I love it. You know, one thing, and Melody could kind of, you know, attest to this, is that, you know, people with asthma, you know, they'll look at, you know, those with, let's say, obesity or diabetes, and they'll try to blame part of their disease on choices. With asthmatics, which I disagree with, by the way, but with asthmatics, you know, or people who suffer from asthma, that, you know, this isn't a choice thing. This is something where you want to control, and you feel like you can't control it. Do you ever kind of feel that you wish case you can have more control over your condition?
Oh, definitely, yes, yes. It is definitely out of my control, especially those with different triggers. Like for me, just the change in the weather can affect my asthma, which obviously I have no control over.
Yes. Yes. Are you also in Colorado?
I'm in Missouri.
Okay. All right. So you still get cold weather, and when the weather changes, and it changes fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Right,
you know,
right.
And, you know, people think, well, severe asthma is just trouble breathing. What other symptoms do you notice when you get your asthma attacks?
For me, I get severe chest tightness, coughing, wheezing. So you just imagine trying to breathe through a straw. It's pretty much how it feels.
Absolutely.
So,
I remember the women in my family talking to us about how, you know, they wish they never got asthma because they'd be afraid that they would pee on themselves every time they coughed. So as a kid, I didn't think asthma was an issue with the breathing. I thought it was an issue where you pee on yourself. And now I can see why, but yeah. So, Dr. Jane, these biologics, them interfering with the inflammatory cascade, you know, whether it's the, you know, cytokines or whatever, this is something that can be translated then maybe even to COVID treatment, you think?
Well, I mean, those are all questions I think that require a lot of research. And, you know, fortunately with Tezspire and blocking TSLP, you know, although there is with any medication, there's a risk of side effects. We didn't see, you know, any effect on the immune system, which is certainly positive. But I think it's a question that has been asked, and I know that it's an area that, requires, you know, more research.
Of course. So Tezspire can be used. I think it's the first biologic and the only one, I believe, FDA approved. I think it's for 12 on up. Talk to us about how it's dosed.
Yeah, so it's once every 4 weeks. It's an injection that people get. And the difference with this biologic for severe asthma is that, you know, you may have heard of people having severe asthma that's allergic or severe asthma that's eosinophilic. But there's been this tendency for us to use all of the tools that we have to, you know, identify exactly what's going on and try to personalize, asthma therapy based on something called biomarkers. This is the first biologic that doesn't require biomarkers for patients with severe asthma. It seems to work regardless of, you know, your what's called your eosinophil level, which is one of our white blood cells that's overactive and involved in people that have severe asthma, in most people that have severe asthma. But regardless of those biomarker levels, it seemed to work.
I love it. And, you know, big shout out to AstraZeneca and Amgen, you know, for creating this. Dr. Jane, how can people find out more information on Tezspire?
Sure. So there's a website that has information about severe asthma as well as Tezspire, and that's www.tezspire.com.
I love it. And, you know, Melody, in the last minute, you touched upon how so much of your treatment also included the support you got. Where can people with asthma, you know, get that support that you were able to find?
Honestly, Facebook is great. Facebook has a ton of different support groups that you can get linked up with. And it's very easy to do.
It's so true. I had a fight with my husband, and I went to Facebook, and, like, you know, oh, my gosh. You know, people gave me so much advice on what to do. So thank both of you. Melody, Dr. Jane, can't wait to have you back. God bless, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bill by Senate Republicans to terminate the national emergency declaration for COVID-19's pandemic passed 48-47 on a party line vote. While the legislation has a slim chance of passing the Democrat-controlled House and President Joe Biden has already threatened to veto the bill, the vote is yet another pushback of the administration's pandemic policies at a time when it is seeking billions of more dollars from Congress to keep them going for several more months. As the battle rages on in Ukraine and the Russians continue their march toward Kyiv, the numbers of refugees leaving the country continues to rise. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
In just 7 days, 1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war.
50% of those refugees are staying in neighboring Poland. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has given a new decision on the Boston bomber. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act. The payment pause applies only to student loans that are held directly by the Education Department, which compromise the vast majority of the $1.7 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a type of food that is becoming very, very popular, and I think it's the most delicious, is Thai food. And there's a couple places that some of my previous students and residents will say, hey, let's go grab lunch here. And you go and you could get a bowl, and the bowl has rice and curry sauce, and you could have chicken in it, or you could have chicken and potato and whatever, and it's not fried, it's full of flavor, and Thai food to me is delicious. I love Thai food. I'm a big fan. Well, apparently there's a restaurant in Las Vegas that has been accused of drugging their customers. Over 30 complaints were reported to the Southern Nevada Health District, such that the Southern Nevada Health District, I think this was on Friday, gave us all in the media an alert that they wanted to, try to get some more information on this and had a survey for people to fill out if they ever ate at this one particular restaurant. So the restaurant that allegedly is the focus of this is called The Secret of Siam. And, I mean, I guess the secret, in Secret of Siam, allegedly might be THC, which is the psychoactive component of marijuana. Now, some of you are like, okay, you know what? I mean, come on, people. You know, you're getting a little extra for your food. Why is it a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because apparently some of these people ended up in an ER. They didn't know they were getting this extra little, you know, they didn't know what the secret was, I guess. And so, allegedly, a bunch of people have ended up, you know, ill. And so I was looking at some of the reviews of this restaurant. So before the story broke, before there was an investigation, there was a couple reviews that were put out there that said, look, don't eat here. So, for example, one on February 12th, I'm not going to give you the name, they say, beware, we had lunch here yesterday and were drugged. We ended up at the ER because we didn't know what was wrong with us. Test confirmed we were served THC in our lunch. Now, the ER wouldn't necessarily go that far. The ER would probably run a test and say you have THC in your system, but then they deduce that happened, that it came from lunch. She says, I'm currently pregnant and horrified of what happened. Elderly children, please beware. There will be a police report made today. If this happened to anyone else, please report it. Now, that was on February 12th. February 15th, somebody wrote they ordered the yellow curry from that restaurant on January 30th and can confirm that the food was drugged. My sister and I both ended up in the ER that night, and we tested positive for THC despite never smoking weed. We previously thought that we were the only ones that this happened to, but I'm horrified at the amount of people who have been affected and how long this has been going on. I've eaten here within the last couple months. The food was always great. It's very unfortunate this is happening. Reports have been made to police department and health district. So, these are kind of concerning. I'm like, what? You know, because you think, you know, if you have something like THC, if you have cannabis, I mean, it's kind of worth a lot. And with it getting more expensive and with the cost of it and the taxes, why would somebody waste it, you know, by giving it to somebody unknown? I mean, what the heck could be going on? So, THC, people think, well, marijuana is completely benign. THC is benign. There's no way anybody could overdose. Actually, you can. You can overdose. I mean, you know, being exposed to pot and marijuana, getting a little buzz is one thing, but going through an intoxication, not good. So the health district says the symptoms reported in the patrons were increased heart rate, blurred vision, hallucinations, disorientation, confusion, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, dry mouth, numbness, and tingling in the extremities. Now, when you hear that, you're like, organophosphate poisoning, chemical poisoning, you know, what else could be going on? Well, when I heard about this, and this was before I knew that it was THC, I'm like, that sounds like THC toxicity. And then it turned out that people had been testing positive for THC. So as we spoke about, marijuana poisoning or intoxication or even overdose could cause fatigue, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, mood disorders, loss of balance, irregular eye movement. You'll see the term nystagmus. It's where the eyes can you know, be shifting. And you're like, why are your eyes moving so much? That's a form that's called nystagmus. Slurred speech, slowed breathing, confusion, seizures, paranoia, psychosis, dry mouth, memory loss, red eyes, chest pain, blood pressure changes, heart attack, stroke, and even coma. So for those of you saying marijuana is 1,000% benign, not entirely. And mind you, I voted to legalize it because I didn't want our police, you know, inundated and burdened with, you know, small possessions and things like that. And I wanted it studied for its medical benefits. But I knew, just like with alcohol or anything else, there could be a degree of toxicity with it. And there is. And so because this is something that I mean, you could have a pregnant person, you could have, like you said, an elderly, a kid. They're going to a restaurant and allegedly being fed this. You start to get a little nervous about what else could be going on. Now, another patron had said and described their symptoms right after eating. They said they felt the room spinning, kind of floaty. I felt high. I thought I was just imagining. I was feeling a buzz. Brother ordered, ate the curry there, felt high that evening as well. And so, you know, this for some people, they might have just kind of felt high, especially also depends on their tolerance. But for others, this could be some serious stuff. So my recommendation is, you know, read the reviews. It stinks because I think a lot of these reviews could also be, in fact, somebody has accused, many of the people there have accused that a lot of these are now kind of copycat sort of complaints, how they're just jumping on a bandwagon, they're not real, or they're trying to get a secondary gain. You know, when it comes to food and it comes to restaurants and all that, I trust the health department. I trust, I trust certain sources on if there's been violations, if those things can obviously kind of clue you into management. But the other thing you have to realize is after a place gets inspected, you know, that doesn't mean they're completely in the clear. If you kind of detect that there is a place that's severely understaffed, that is kind of concerning. It doesn't mean they're going to give bad food. I mean, everybody's been understaffed. But you wonder that there's less oversight. There's less QA. There's less, protocols followed. Now, apparently, cannabis-infused spices, foods are a big thing. In fact, the restaurant industry, you're going to start seeing restaurants that serve cannabis-infused food, where it's like fine dining, and you could get food that has marijuana. Didn't Coca-Cola consider a cannabis-infused Coca-Cola? I've got to look up to see what's happening with that. But there's these spice blends called Soul Delicious. At like Soul Delicious. They are infused with THC, and they're spices. And one is a Chipotle Rub Fire I'm looking at right now. So people can get spices that have this stuff in them, and then they can, I guess, augment their food. So you wonder if maybe the restaurant, because I sincerely doubt the restaurant would purposely try to drug people. I mean, I get, you know, they might be like, oh, well, I want people to feel good, but I just can't fathom somebody going that far. But what if there are spices out there or things like that are, I guess, getting mixed up? People are being delivered the wrong things? I don't know. And so, you know, when you're like, well, what, was there a container? Was there, you know, maybe there was a curry spice that was bought that accidentally was THC infused. I don't know, but that's what an investigation needs to figure out. There's cannabis infused dining. Apparently there's, I guess, places called Dope Dining and Cultivating Spirits. They allow, let me look this up, Dope Dining. Doesn't sound very sexy, but I guess Instagram has an account where it, they got something coming up in March. I don't really think it's an actual location, but this Cultivating Spirits, I think what they do, it's Las Vegas, I guess, cannabis cuisine. I don't know. But either way, you know, if at all you don't feel right after you eat somewhere, get yourself checked out by a medical provider first and foremost. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I spoke with you guys about how when my uncle was only 13 years old, he came down with leukemia. And back then in the 1950s, there weren't a lot of treatments. He
they were considering transplants even back then in the 1950s. My mother was going to be a donor of stem cells, but it just wasn't perfected at the time, and he ended up dying within 2 weeks. And so my mom was a little girl when this happened, and so when I grew up, the only cancer I even knew about was leukemia, blood cancer, because that was the, you know, that was what hit our family, and it hit it so close, such that I was driven to want to, you know, help, you know, fight blood cancer. And I joined the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a couple of their campaigns, Woman of the Year, et cetera. And it was just so, gosh, so meaningful, you know, to see that the work that's being done by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and by people trying to, you know, find the next generation of drugs can actually save lives of people. I have a friend right now who has multiple myeloma, and it's just so common. In fact, every 3 minutes, one person in the U.S. is diagnosed with blood cancer. Every 3 minutes. They believe right now about 186,400 people are going to be diagnosed this year. And they say new cases of leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma account for about 10% of new cancer cases. 10% of adult cancer is a blood cancer. And in children, it's 25% of their cancers. So, you know, the campaign to kind of, you know, keep at it and get these patients support is ongoing. But what I want to do next is talk to you about how the younger generation is also getting involved in the fight. And there is a fantastic, I love this girl to death. I wish I could be her godmother. Cindy Yee is joining us next. She and students from Bishop Gorman are trying to raise as much money as possible for the Student of the Year campaign, because this also is a cause that means a lot to her. So, Cindy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dahlia. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, my God. I love you to death. And you with your busy schedule, it blows my mind how you are taking on such a feat. You know, tell us about the campaign that you're working on.
Well, so the campaign for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is the Students of the Year campaign. And this was developed to foster students' professional skills, such as marketing, project management, and students' professional skills with leadership as well. And so each year, the team that raises the most funds during this competition earns the title of Student of the Year.
I love it. I love it. And this money goes to research. It goes to, you know, cancer research, blood cancer research, patient support, all sorts of things. It's fantastic.
Yes. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is one of the world's largest nonprofit health organizations, and they're dedicated to funding these blood cancer research and providing education and patient services as well.
I love it. I love it. Now, you have a personal story, too. What happened in your family?
Well, sadly, as you said, my family has been greatly affected by cancer. So my grandpa on my mom's side died from multiple myeloma, and this is a form of lymphoma when my mom was only 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And on my dad's side, he lost his father, his sister, and his brother to cancer as well.
It's
and so it's just been such a heartbreaking disease that's affected a lot of us.
It is. It is. You know, and you know, as we've seen with COVID and as we've seen with a lot of things, it does take funds in order to come up with new drugs. It does, you know. And what I love that you touched upon, Cindy, because, you know, being a junior in high school and, you know, you're going to be graduating soon, it's going to go by super fast. You know, there's a lot of things in life that school prepares you for. But a campaign like this, it kind of teaches you a lot. Like you said, marketing, working with people, team building. How is this campaign kind of transformed you and taught you?
I feel like this campaign has really taught me that it's hard to be a leader, and it definitely takes work. It doesn't just come to people. I mean, sometimes it does come naturally, but you got to put work in to make sure it works. And personally, our team is composed of over 70 team members, so this is kind of a lot to kind of organize, but I feel like we've been doing really well these past few weeks kind of organizing and setting goals and working to spread the mission of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
70 people, to manage 70 people. I have two kids. I can't even manage those two. So it blows my mind. This also, by the way, gets you ready for motherhood. Let me just tell you right now. If you can rope in 70 people, you'll be fine. So how much money, Sydney, are you trying to raise?
Well, this year we're trying to raise $180,000, and this is going to be our legacy team of last year.
I love it. And how much did they raise last year?
So last year they rose $170,000 within the 7-week campaign. And so we're very excited to beat this goal with my two co-candidates, Charlie Schumacher and Kaylin Eberwein.
Love that, love that. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, when we, you know, somebody might get a paper cut and they could put some triple antibiotic ointment on it, but for blood cancer, those medications cost. I mean, it's expensive, and to develop them, and that's why it takes that kind of money. I wish, you know, we could have every high school student kind of a part of this. It's amazing that, you know, you with your busy schedule are able to do that. You know, other goals that your campaign also appears to have is you spread the word. You know, not only are you raising money, but you're kind of raising awareness that this is something that kids and adults, you know, incur.
Yes. So as the largest team in Las Vegas history, we want 100% involvement from our team. And we're also looking to have the most business support of any team in Las Vegas history this year as well.
Wow, wow. And for those of you that aren't in Las Vegas, we would love for you to help as well. I mean, this is something where the money goes, you know, nationally as well as locally. The students, Gen Zs, is like now one of my favorite generation. I'm a Generation X, but honestly, your generation, Gen Zs, I love you guys to death. You know, have there been other sorts of things that students in your school have done, you know, in terms of cancer research?
Yes. So from our school, we've had so much support from the students. For school, I go to Bishop Gorman, and they all support us a lot, as well as other schools who have represented on our team. And we have a couple of students from out of state as well who are helping out. And everyone feels very strongly about raising money to help local patients and families battling blood cancers, as well as funding national research initiatives for cancer treatments as well.
God, you're amazing. I love it. So, Sydney, how can my listeners help? Where can they go?
Well, our campaign is really focused on obtaining financial support from businesses in order to reach our goals. And if any of your listeners would be interested in supporting or sponsoring our campaign, I would love the opportunity to be able to present our campaign goals to them. In addition, we are also looking for in-kind donations for our auction during the gala on March 17th. And so any of this would be very helpful to the campaign.
Exactly. So lots of ways for people to donate. So I have a link up on my website. I also have a QR code. Can you give everybody the link on how they could get more information on you and how they could help?
Yes, of course.
I know it's kind of a long link. Yeah. Or do you want to just say the link?
Should I say it loud?
I think it's LLS. Yeah, it's okay. I'll just post it for everybody. But, you know, Sydney, thank you and everything you and your group is doing. You are fantastic, and I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
You too, Sydney. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.